Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And I am delighted to have a guest today that I've known for quite a while. And I'm just so thrilled to see the change that she's making and certainly the things that she's doing to support other women going through transition. And her company is Transition and Thrive. And it definitely is something that I don't know anybody that's not going through a transition right now. So Maria, thank you so much for being with me today. And I'm delighted to be able to share your wisdom. Now, a little bit about Maria's background. She's a career and life coach for women and an expert in adapting to change. Have we had a few changes this year? Yes. And moving through transitions. She's an award-winning author, producer, and host of Tips for the Transition. It's the number one most watched podcast on Voice America TV for 6 months running. So I love that. I mean, I'm just so proud of you and so thrilled to be able to support you through this. And Maria's had she had a very long corporate career, and then she decided to take a step out and be Superwoman and continue to go through lots of transitions in her own personal life. But she decided, you know, I survived it. I need to help other people survive it. And so she helps people navigate the journey through upside down moments with more ease and grace. And her book, I love this title, Upside Down to Right Side Up, Turning Transitions into Triumph. So Maria, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Sharon. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm honored.
Well, I love to always start with my guests and say, I want you to tell us a little bit about little Maria and how you got to where you are.
Sorry. I have to laugh. I'm still little Maria. I'm only 4'10", so it's like I haven't grown up yet. But young Maria. I grew up in New England. I am the youngest of four children and the only girl. So I part of my identity has always been that I have three older brothers. And that has just been a kind of a mainstay, a grounding point for me throughout my life until I lost two of them within 3 months of each other a few years ago. So one of the many transitions I've been through in my life. But it's interesting that along the way, as I was growing up, I discovered that I was asking myself a question a lot of times when things were changing. And the question was, who am I? Who am I now? And I think that's what helped me learn how to move through the changing seasons of my life when, as I was growing up. And I found that a lot of people, my friends, my cousins would come to me and ask my advice when I was younger. And I was just considered, I guess, wise beyond my years, an old soul I was called. So it's been something I've love to do all my life, is just to help other people kind of figure things out.
So tell us a little bit about that, your transition from a, you know, a successful career in corporate and taking, you know, that step of finding yourself, okay, I'm going to do something different. Talk a little bit about that transition, because I think a lot of people this year found themselves waking up with the ground has shifted underneath them and they have to do something different.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, ground shifting underneath them. It shifted for me big time after about 20 years with the same company, and I thought I was going to retire with them. And my entire global team was laid off. So it was not, and it was totally unexpected. We were a small, very powerful team, got a lot done, made a, you know, a lot of impact globally within the marketing organization at, it was with IBM, and they made a business decision that they didn't need that anymore. So, yeah, I was, that really knocked me off my foundation. So I had an opportunity that after taking a couple of weeks of, you know, getting my staff situated and then figuring out what it is I wanted to do myself, I decided not to parlay my experience into another corporate gig. And with a lot of soul searching, I realized that what I loved doing most was something I did as kind of an avocation in my corporate life, and that was to coach and mentor mostly women through career and life situations. So I went back to school and I got certified as a career and life coach, and I am now working with women who are going through those upside down moments in life. It was a big shift for me. Never in my wildest dreams did I think I would become an entrepreneur. But it wasn't even in my wildest dream. It really wasn't.
But I think that's a lot of people this year, Maria. I think a lot of people this year particularly have found themselves turned upside down and having to make decisions that they never dreamed of either. So that's why it's so powerful to have you there to support people going through this process. And I love the fact you talk about seven different phases of transition. You want to run through those for us a little bit? Because I think and I love the way that you basically named each of the transitions.
Yeah, there are lots of theories about, you know, the process of transition, but I experienced it in some ways that I think I probably describe a little bit uniquely. The first one is called wearing a mask. When we discover that there's something happening, and it may have happened unexpectedly, or it may have happened, come on gradually. And in order to deal with it, we wear a mask. We put on a mask and pretend that everything is okay. The second phase, and you know, we go much deeper in the book around that, but in the second phase, we then think we can handle anything. So with the mask on, right, and we're pretending, we and sometimes have to don a suit of armor along with the mask so that we can just keep plugging away. And while we're doing that, we're stuffing everything that is happening and how we're reacting to it. So in phase three, it's called the mask cracks. And that's when, you know, we can't help it. The stuff that we're stuffing has to come out somewhere, sometime, and it's coming through the cracks in the mask. Phase four is called all mixed up. And that's when we can't deny the emotions that are coming, and it's a jumble of emotions. We're feeling them. They say grief comes in phases, in stages. what I have to say about that is yes and no. It comes in stages, but they're not linear. Once you think you're over one, it will come back and it's just all mixed up. So getting through that emotional period and figuring out what to do with all of that is an important phase in the process. Phase five, I call from coping to surviving. So that's when there are glimmers of light where we know that we don't want this anymore. We want something else. And that's when we move through just going through the motions into a phase where we can start to see and move toward that light. Phase six, I call change. Are you ready for me? So this is when we start to create our vision and find the steps that we can take, small ones at first, so that we can move toward making that vision a reality. And then phase seven is called the stuff that dreams are made of. And this is like the summertime of our life. If we talk about transition as the seasons, it's the summertime of our life. It's the stuff that dreams are made of. It's when things start falling into place. And we've put this transition in the rear view mirror and we're looking through the windshield.
I love that. I always talk about the rear view mirror. I said the windshield is huge. You have the ability to go anywhere you want. Though the rear view mirror is very small because you're only supposed to learn from the past, not let it cause you harm. And I love these seven phases because I think everybody watching or listening is identifying with each one of these stages of the different traumas that have been through our life. I think as little children or even young adults getting out into life, we kind of expect our life to be this like upward trajectory that nothing's ever going to harm us. And when we, you know, as we go along, we understand that life is a roller coaster. And the issue, you know, you can tend to stay down in the low points. Certainly I've had a few of mine. And it's like Napoleon Hill says, out of every adversity comes a seed of an equal or greater benefit. And I think that what allows us to see that benefit is surrounding ourselves with people who've been there, done that, who can help us understand that there is a better tomorrow. And certainly working with someone like you, Maria, helps people find that arm up, not just hand up, but an arm up to help them get to that next level. Because sometimes we're human and we get mired in the negativity and we can't even see the opportunity for change. We stay in the grief session, right?
And it's so hard to do it alone. It's the hardest thing. And women often, I find when I'm talking with women who are struggling before they've decided to work with me, they say things like, you know, I'm strong. I'm resourceful. I should be able to do this. And that's exactly what I said. And I tried doing it alone myself. And I realized that when I met the right person who was my first coach, and she put her hand out to me and offered to pull me up, it saved my life. And what I realized is, my God, it's so much easier when I have someone to bounce my ideas off of, when I can talk to someone who's been through it and knows what I'm going through and as a sounding board and has ideas and strategies that have worked. It's just so much easier.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, life can get lonely. I talk about, you know, fear can either, you're either paralyzed by it or you're motivated by it. Most of us are paralyzed by fear. So we're in that stage of transition and the grief. And many of us who are strong feel like we have to keep our chin up and bear it.
Yeah.
We feel that when you're going through a transition and you're in pain that you appear weak to others. And we're not superhuman. We are humans, and so therefore we go through those ups and downs. And it's really the way to get through it. When I lost my son, the only way I got through it was my girlfriends that kept me going and gave that support. So I think, don't hesitate to ask for help. I say asking for help should not be viewed as a sign of weakness, but a sign of respect. Respect for the person that you're going to, the fact that they've been where you are, and they know how to survive and gotten through it. And that's what you provide to people, Maria, right?
Yeah, and respect for yourself even, right? Respect for yourself that you care enough about yourself. It's a sign of self-love.
I love that. And when you start working with people, you talk about the five petals of power, which I love. And it's about that transition and really rediscovering the dreams that you have and the next best chapter. So share those with us.
So it's what I named my program, my courses, the five petals of power. And the five petals are, it starts with find your footing, which is literally what it sounds like. So you've been upended, you're upside down, the ground has been pulled out from under you. And what you need to do now is figure out where you are now. So this is where many times the question comes in, who am I now? So how do you get grounded again in where you are today? What brought you here? Just look back far enough to see how far you've come, and then start from here. So that's find your footing. And the second one is called clear your path. This is where you now start looking at what's holding you back. What are the things, fears, beliefs, things that you've thought about for negative thinking, all of that stuff that can just keep you stuck. And let's clear that path so that you can look for the possibilities.
I call it get rid of the stinking thinking, right?
Stinking, that's, I love it when you say that. And then the next petal is called create your roadmap, where we talk about grounding yourself in your core values. And core values can shift when your life shifts, right? So what's important to you today, and how can you use that to now create your vision for what you want to come next for your future, for your next chapter? Petal number four is called uncover your voice. So often, when we have gone through a difficult time of huge transition, we've lost our job, we have gone through a divorce, we've lost a loved one, we have had to relocate and we don't know anybody anymore. Our kids have now grown up and left us and we're an empty nester. It's the who am I now? So often we also lose our voice and we don't know, because we don't know who we are. We don't know how to use our voice so that we can step into the power of that voice and ask for what it is we want. So that's uncover your voice. And then the last petal is you take flight. And this is where you put all of the work that you've done to create the vision that you want and you put it into action. Because having core values listed on a page and your vision written out are beautiful, but they're words on a page. And until you put them into action, nothing happens. So, what you don't change, you choose. And if you don't take action on that plan, then you stay where you are. And that's a choice.
That sounds like a Mariaism to me. If you don't change, you choose. I love that. And I'm so thrilled because Maria's, we're working together and I'm so proud of what you've created. And certainly having a highly successful podcast, we're shouting it from the mountaintops. If someone is interested in being part of your podcast, how do they find you, or how do they just find you to connect with you in general?
So the best way to, well, let's say two ways. They'll find it all on my website. That's probably the best way. So it's transitionandthrivewithmaria.com/start-here. It's actually start hyphen here. That's a new page on my website that has an easy to read, all of the resources that I create for women in transition, that they can find things that will meet them where they are today. You know, books, free books, my book from Amazon, the podcast, and you can, there's an application process to go through to be a guest on my podcast. It's all there on that, on my website.
Wonderful. Well, I'm just so thrilled to be able to highlight you and the stuff that you're doing, because so many people are in need of it right now. In fact, we mentioned, you know, off air earlier, we just had somebody reach out to us yesterday thanking me for my books, who is a perfect person who is in need of having that hand up. So we're going to connect you with her as well. But I think it's important, you know, everybody watching and listening, you know, that we are all in the same boat. Life is not the way it was 9 months ago. And so transition is here. The question is, are you ready to thrive? And if you try to do it on your own, it might take a little longer, you know, and you have somebody that can support you through the process. So reach out to Maria and see her resources, go to her website. She's going to stay with me because we're going to do another short interview for the private Facebook group, the Play Big Movement. And if you're not part of that, please go ahead and join us there. We will get a little bit more personal. We're going to talk about to Maria about her daily habits, but each of you is here for a reason. You're listening to this for a reason. So reach out and connect with Maria and see how you can use her wisdom, her resources, her experience to help you get to the next level. So thank you, Maria. I appreciate you being with me, and thanks for hanging in for a few more minutes. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sharon. It has been delightful as always. I love talking with you.
Well, thank you so much. And for all of you watching and listening, thank you for being with us for this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And share it out. Let other people know about it, because we are thrilled to have you and want to share you as well. Take care. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.